What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Starting 11 podcast. Kind of a different episode, but different in a good way because today is June 10th, tomorrow's June 11th, and that marks the very first day of the Euro Cup or the Euro tournament, the Euro 2020 tournament. And in honor of this prestigious event, me and my wonderful co-host Spencer have decided to go through each of the group stages and predict and show you guys and tell you guys who we think will get out of the group stage, get to the quarter, semis, and eventually we'll tell you guys who we think will be the winner of this tournament. Spencer, how are you doing today? Are you excited?
Doing good. I can't wait. A month of soccer almost every day.
Yeah.
Might be attending a game as well.
Surely.
It's very
Fingers
exciting.
Crossed. All right, so let's get started. Group A is comprised of Switzerland, Turkey, Wales, and Italy. Spencer, who do you have? I think we both have the same team going, being first place in this group.
Yeah, I think it has to be the Italians in first.
Mm-hmm. Second? I'd say Turkey.
Yeah, I agree with Turkey. And this is where you might disagree. I have Wales in third and Switzerland in fourth.
Why do you have Switzerland finishing last?
I just think Gareth Bale will be able to steal a game for Wales at some point, and he's a game changer.
I mean, that's a fair shout, to be honest. I think I can agree with that. I think Switzerland has a couple of good players, but I don't, and they made a good run in 2016, but I don't think they're anywhere near as talented as they were back 5 years ago. So that'll do for Group A, which is, again, Italy first, Turkey second, Wales, Switzerland. Group B, Russia, Belgium, Denmark, Finland. Belgium first.
Yeah.
Second, I personally would put Denmark second. I don't know about you.
Well, I think it's close between them and Russia, but I'm fine with Denmark second.
Because I think Denmark is a very underrated team just because, like, in defense, you have Champions League winner Christensen. You have AC Milan, solid center back Kjær. You have Schmeichel in goal. You have Højbjerg. You have Poulsen up top. Eriksen, Vestergaard. You have a lot of good players, underrated players. And I think they can make a decent run in this tournament. So that leaves us with Russia third, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't see Finland. Do you see Finland getting a point out of this in this group?
I don't see them getting a point. Maybe they can tie Russia, but other than that.
Yeah. Okay. And then so we can move on to Group C, probably one of the weaker groups. Austria, Macedonia, I think it is. Is that it?
Yeah, Macedonia.
Macedonia, Ukraine, and Netherlands. I think even with Van Dijk missing, I think Netherlands will be able to easily top this group.
Yeah, they should be able to. Then in second, I think we both have Ukraine, who I think are very underrated.
Yeah, for sure.
And then in third, I put Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And fourth, I put Macedonia. I don't have much hope for them in the competition.
I think it's good that they're even in the competition to begin with. It's surprising. So, okay, Group D, another pretty weak group, but a little stronger than the previous one, I'd say. Comprised of Scotland, England, Croatia, and Czech Republic, or Czechia. First place is obviously Czech Republic, I think.
You mean fourth?
With Petr Cech.
Yeah.
No, okay. I think, so fourth, let's go from bottom to top. Fourth, I'd put Czech Republic. I think we have similar rankings here. Scotland third.
I actually had Scotland in second, personally.
Really?
I had England.
Why is that?
Scotland, Croatia.
Why is Scotland up there?
I don't know. I think they're playing two of their three group games at home, which I think will be huge for them. It's mm-hmm. their first major tournament in 23 years. And I have faith in Captain Andy Robertson.
But do they have any other players that can contribute.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they have John McGinn, I think, is a very underrated midfielder. Kieran Tierney's good. Che Adams for Southampton just declared for Scotland. I think he could make a difference. And I think their goalie, Alan McGregor, is very, very underrated. He had a very good season for Rangers. And
you don't think Modric will be as decisive as
I just think Croatia could suffer from a little bit of World Cup hangover. And they do have a very aging team, you have to say.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if Perisic and Mandzukic can rediscover their form of 2018 in attack.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
That's why I have them third.
Fair enough. So we'll go ahead with that. Group E, very, very weak group with Spain, of course, as we all know, pretty weak. So Poland, Spain, Sweden, Slovakia. This is another tough group because realistically, I personally think Poland, Spain, and Sweden could all finish first. I think Spain could be very prone to some slip ups in this group just because Sweden, as we saw in the 2018 World Cup, is a very tricky team to play against. Poland can always surprise you with what some people consider the best player in the world. And I mean, Slovakia is going to be 3 points, but I mean, you never know. So I think I'd like to put Spain first just because I have confidence in the players that they have on paper, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if like Sweden pulls it off. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with the slip ups, especially because of the COVID problems Spain have been having recently, which could make a difference in their fitness or even the players they're allowed to field for the match. And I do think they will finish first in what is a very easy group for them.
Okay, and then second, I'd like to put Sweden, but I'm really not sure because Ibrahimovic is injured. They still have some quality players, you know, Isaac up top, Kulusevski on the wing, and just some solid players all around. But and also because Poland, like, I think Lewandowski is just a different player when he plays for Poland, and
that might be due to
that might also be due to the fact that his team is
he doesn't quite have very different the service he gets at Bayern.
That's for sure. So I think we can both agree on Sweden second, Poland third, Slovakia last. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the most important group, I think,
the group of death.
Emphasis on the F. Portugal, France. Portugal, France, Germany, and Hungary. So I'm gonna go ahead and put Hungary in fourth place. But the other three teams, I mean, this is. People have been talking about this for a long time now, and personally, as a France supporter, I'm very scared. And I think even the third place team of this group deserves and will end up making it out of the group stage, just because we'll have a couple of third place teams, as we'll see later on, get out of the group stage. But very, very tight group, and I mean, I think Germany is always very underrated, but I would like to put them third place in this group. What do you think?
Completely agree. I think Portugal and France are two of the favorites for the tournament, and I just don't think Germany's quite on their level.
Yeah. And then this is very hard for me. I personally think over the whole group stage period, I think Portugal is going to come out in first place, but that's just me. It could really go either way.
Yeah, it's definitely a very close call. I think France are the better team, but I think they may suffer a little World Cup hangover, as so many teams have in the past.
Yeah.
Which could cost them a game. A point or two early on.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. So we put Portugal first, France second, Germany third, and Hungary out. So that leaves us with six teams, and we have to choose which six teams were the third place teams. So for us, it's Wales, Russia, Austria, Croatia, Poland, Germany. And this year, as the other years, but this year we have 24 teams in the tournament, and which gives us the opportunity to choose four teams out of the six that are in third place to eventually get out of the group stage. So I'll go ahead, and I think we can both agree on Germany.
Mm-hmm. Can we just pick the best four for
the segment? But I think it's hard because what defines who gets out of the group as third place is who gets the most points as a third place team.
And I can in see such Germany a difficult, losing to Portugal and France, and then 3 points might not be enough, whereas Poland could end up on like four and get in ahead.
Yeah. But I think you can't leave out Germany now. But I don't think Austria is going to be one. Even though their group is fairly weak.
Yeah.
I think Wales. I don't think. It's very difficult. I think Croatia is a good shout, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just put Russia. Russia should be.
Should we just do Germany, Poland, Croatia, and Russia?
Sure. That sounds about right. Okay.
Because, I mean, it really could go
either way.
Either way, yeah. And now to the fun part.
Yeah. So, it's round of 16. We have a couple games here, eight games to decide. And first, a battle between flags. The Belgian flag is very similar to the German flag. And if the games go as we say they will, then these two neighbors will end up facing off in the round of 16. Spencer, who do you have going through? I personally have Belgium.
I completely agree. I think Belgium are going to do quite well in this tournament, as you guys will see later on.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Italy, Ukraine.
I think that game's going to be very close. I actually think it's going to go to extra time, maybe even pens, but I think Italy will just be able to get it done.
Okay. Spencer's being generous.
As I'm sure you will agree with.
Portugal, I hope. Portugal, Russia, Portugal, I think.
Portugal,
I don't think there's any slipping
up there. I think
that's
a no-brainer.
Yeah. Scotland,
this one's
Sweden is very hard. But I personally have... I'd have Sweden go through.
You do have... You have Sweden?
Yeah.
I think this one could go either way, but...
Yeah. Just because of experience and overall, I think Sweden has the better team.
Yeah. I guess we can go with Sweden going through.
Spain, Croatia. I'd like to say Croatia, but I don't think... I think Spain is going to be able to get through that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Spain will win that one.
Yeah. France, England, huge game. I think this is what worries a lot of England fans is that the winner of their group has to automatically pay the second place of Group F, the group of
Whereas Scotland gets the second place, gets to play Sweden.
Yeah, exactly. So, tough.
You may disagree, but I think in front of the home fans, England's able to get it done.
England could definitely, it wouldn't surprise me at all. And I think, as you said, World Cup hangover, all that stuff. I'd love to put France, and I mean, we'll talk about who we think our winners will be and dark horse and all that stuff later on. This is just to give the viewers an idea. But I don't see anything wrong with picking England personally. Euro is definitely going to be fought between 90, France, 000, Portugal, England.
90,000 fans at a packed out Wembley could be the difference.
Yeah, decisive
for
sure.
England.
Okay,
that,
so we'll go with
that
England.
That would be a hell of a game.
Yeah. So we'll go with England, and then Netherlands against Poland. Another tough game, but I think Netherlands will get the job done. And Turkey, Denmark, two dark horses, two teams that could surprise the world, I think, in my opinion. Very, very underrated on both sides. It's tough, but again, I think Denmark is solid, solid team. Their squad is very good, underrated. Not a lot of people know about how good their squad actually is.
I think,
only team to manage a favorable result against France in the 2018 World Cup.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. 0-0 tie. Stage. Yeah.
Okay.
So, unluckily for Turkey, I think a lot of people are going to be rooting for, what's his name, Yilmaz or whatever. What fan favorite.
I mean,
but
Turkey, I think, also had a great, have an underrated team. Sayuncu at the back, Yilmaz up top,
Çalhanoğlu,
Kohanoglu,
Akunder.
A lot of him at
Okay, so that leads us to the quarterfinals. First one, Belgium, Italy. I think, unfortunately for Italy, I think Belgium is going to
go through. KDB is going to be too much.
Yeah. I think Italy has a better team, of course, a better team than in 2018. But as we saw in, I think it was 2016, Italy has been in incredible form lately with qualifiers and all that. But as we saw in 2016, England also was undefeated in qualifiers and all that stuff. But they got knocked out by Iceland in the round of 16, I believe. So I don't think we can really judge Italy off of their qualifier. Of course, it's something to think about. But Belgium overall, I think, is a much, much better side. And then I think Portugal, Sweden. I think it's going to be a very good game because Sweden is going to drop back and play very defensively.
I think this game could be the first huge upset at the tournament, whether it is Scotland or Sweden. I think Portugal could be a little overconfident going in. Ronaldo's ego getting his head a little bit.
I think between the two, though, I think between Scotland and Sweden, I think Sweden has a better like chance of beating Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
For this segment, we do have Sweden going through, so.
Yeah. Okay. I think Portugal will get it done. Yeah. So Spain, England, another great game, very tough game. And if Nico was here, he'd be, with his bias, he'd be telling us that Spain are much better and will dominate.
This is a game that's going to be in Rome on July 3rd.
Could be big. So, I mean, we'll be there, hopefully.
Hopefully.
99% sure. But I think I have England going through.
I have England going through as well.
Yeah. Okay. And that leaves us with Netherlands, Denmark. Oof. This is another very tough one. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you rate Denmark as highly as I do, but I just think they have such a solid
squad. I think we got to have an upset.
Yeah.
There's always one team that goes far. I think it could be Denmark this year.
Yeah. Same.
I think Denmark could upset Turkey or upset the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
Their leader and their best player at center back.
Yeah. Okay, so that leaves us with the final four, Belgium against Portugal and England against Denmark. Let's start with England against Denmark because I think we both agree on who will be able to win this game. I think Denmark, if they go far, they'll be stopped in the semifinals.
I think the coming home train will be at a whole nother level after beating France, then Spain, and then playing Denmark at home with the opportunity of a final at Wembley. I just think Denmark stands no chance, and I think this game could be a very humbling experience for the Danes, and I think England will steamroll into the finals. Okay.
So England into the finals. Now leaves us with Belgium, Portugal. Huge, huge, huge game. I think two of the four teams that are favorites going into this tournament, I think, along with France and England. But honestly, it's tough. Who do you have going through, Spencer?
I have Belgium going through, I think.
Really?
I think.
You think Big Rom will get through Diaz? Ruben Diaz and Fons?
I just think Belgium, this is their second to last tournament with their golden generation. Portugal won the last Euros, of course. I just think Belgium will be able to find a way to get it done. I think Hazard is going to have a bounce back tournament as well for his country.
I think that's a major factor.
The Hazard
factor. Their success. Yeah.
Hopefully KDB will be at full fitness for this entire tournament, but he definitely will be by now.
Yeah, for sure.
And I just think Belgium will be able to get past Portugal and head into the final.
Okay. I think for our viewers, it's definitely going to go either way. Could definitely go either way, but and a lot of people will side with Portugal just because, you know, experience, Ronaldo in and of itself. But we'll go with Belgium. So that leaves us with Belgium, England into the finals being played in at Wembley. And, I mean, very tough game, but I think the location of this final will have a lot to do with the outcome. Mm-hmm. And that's why I personally would pick England to win this game.
I mean, I said at the start of the day, I told Nico that Belgium was going to win the tournament, but could they go into Wembley, England's first major final since 1966 at home?
Yeah.
It's coming home at this point would be on every single doorstep. It would be number one in the on every single radio station. Could Belgium end the party? I think they could.
Really?
I think it's going to be Belgium.
Wow, okay.
The Euros.
Okay. Hot takes. Okay. Belgium. You say Belgium. I'll say England. So that leads us to... So this is kind of just a segment to bring you guys through the group stages and through the knockout rounds to see how it all could go down. Possibly, of course, there's very little chance that it actually goes this way. But, I mean, this leads us to another segment where we have a couple different things to talk about. Firstly, Spencer, winners. Who do you think? Who's your winner of this tournament? Is it?
I think
it's Belgium.
Belgium's going to win. Who do you have?
I have England.
You so think it's gonna come home?
I think it's gonna. Unfortunately, I think it's gonna come home, and I will regret my choice to pursue my university studies in England. But I mean, it is what it is. You know, their team is very, very good, and I mean, it could all go wrong. They had a good team in 2016, not nearly as good as now, but I think whether it's this year or next year, England's going to make a final. And if they get to the final this year, I don't think it's going to be very hard for any other team to go into Wembley and beat such a solid England team.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who are your dark horse, flop, player of the tournament, and top goal scorer?
For me, dark horse is Denmark. And I think we agreed on this. I think Denmark, I said it earlier, but they have a list of very, very solid players go from top to bottom. And they had a solid tournament in 2018. That was ended by Croatia, it seems, I think, which ended in a penalty shootout. So they were very close to, I think it was the semis. I'm not very sure, though, or quarters. But I think it's going to be Denmark, and I hope it's Denmark. It's either Denmark or Italy, but I don't think many people are ready to consider Italy as a dark horse just because they've had success. They are
still a huge nation.
Yeah, exactly. Flop, I think for my flop, I'm going to have, I think Netherlands is going to be my flop. The Van Dijk injury is going to hurt them a lot. And I think they are a very overhyped team, which, of course, is comprised of a good amount of good players, but I don't think they can walk the walk. But that's just me. And then, so that's flop. And then I think I would like to include a surprising team, which, in my opinion, and we talked about this, could be Scotland. Scotland, who, correct me if I'm wrong, haven't made a major
first
tournament
time in 23 years.
Yeah, in a very long time, and they have a solid squad, and a lot of teams are going to underrate them. They aren't in a very good group, so I favor them to go through and surprise us, and I hope they will, just like Iceland did in 2016. Player of the tournament, I think it's very tough, but if I have England winning, I'd have to put
Harry Kane.
No, I don't think so. I think player of the tournament, if we have Belgium going to the final, I'd like to put KDB there, even if he misses the first game. And then top goal scorer, I think it's Kane. Kane is, he's going to have a lot of help behind him. He's going to be in a weak group, so in a group that defensively is not very impressive. So I think that's that. And then young player of the tournament, it's very, very tough, but I think I'll go with Phil Foden if I'll choose England to win this tournament. What about you?
I'm not sure.
Who's your dark horse?
I think we have very different. I have Scotland as my dark horse.
Oh, okay.
For my winner, I have Belgium. For my player of the tournament, I have KDB and goal scorer Lukaku. I think it's time for Belgium to make a run. I think they very easily could have won the 2014 World Cup. I think a hot take you might not agree with. I think they were better than France at that World Cup. I think they outplayed them in that semifinal. And I just think they're going to be able to get it done. And Scotland, I just have faith that I think they're a very underrated team with lots of quality players. And I think they could be able to get a little lucky finishing second in the group.
Yeah, that's fair. And I mean, could you see England trying to tactically finish second?
No. I mean, I think to do that is so difficult because it's going to have to rely on,
other results.
Other results happening at the same time. And since they play Croatia first, I think it would be hard for them to. The last game of the group is against Czech Republic. So I think Southgate would field a weakened side, but I think that weekend side will be full of players who will want to win and prove themselves for the country. Yeah. And I think it would be hard for them to throw a game in such a huge competition.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I just
and think... Could you name a young player of the tournament off the top of your head?
I guess the obvious one is Phil Foden. And I don't really have any others off the top of my head, so I guess I'll just go with him. Joao Felix, I don't think is going to have that good of a tournament. I think he's going to be overshadowed a little by Portugal's other attacking options. I don't see much space for him with Ronaldo or Bernardo Silva, Bruno commanding so much of the ball. So yeah. I'm not sure if he's going to have such a good tournament. But I also, Nico requested that we read out his predictions, which he sent me.
Okay.
His winner was France. His dark horse was Turkey. His flop was Germany. And his player of the tournament was Bruno, with the top goal scorer being Kane.
That's fair. I don't think I agree with Germany, but the rest is...
I could see Germany placing third and then getting a little hard done by the points and just getting unlucky and going out in the group because of that. Yeah. So I could see why he would think that.
Okay. Okay, so that's that for the Euros. I think I would like to touch on one or a couple more topics. One of them is definitely Jadon Sancho news, which has recently come out, which is transfer news, and it doesn't have much to do with the Euros, but I wanted to hear what you thought about it, because reportedly, and I trust my life with Fabrizio Romano with my life, reportedly, Jadon Sancho has agreed to terms with Man United, and now it's just up to Man United and Dortmund to seal a deal. The fee should be roughly around 90 to 95 million. Spencer, what are your thoughts on this
transfer? I mean, this has definitely been a transfer that's been talked about for a while.
Yeah,
it seems like it's gonna happen every summer. And I think it's just going to come down to whether Man United ends up putting up the funds that are needed to get the deal done.
Which
I think it would be a good signing for them, but I personally think the money for them would have been better spent at the back than for another winger.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems Sancho's been someone they've loved for a long time. And if they get it done, I think it would help them for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, that wraps up basically the episode. Did you want to go over anything else?
I just wanted to shout out the U.S. national team for the huge win against Mexico on Sunday in an unbelievable game, which definitely was one of the most exciting
soccer games I've
ever watched. Of course, I watched it live. Stayed up till about 12:30 watching it, and could not have been happier with the result. And it feels good to get the Golden Generation's first of many trophies for the Golden Generation, which ultimately will culminate with a World Cup in 2026.
In front of the home crowd.
Yep. I'll be there.
Okay, well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see if that actually comes true, and we'll talk about it on this podcast if it does. But, I mean, congratulations to the U.S. Incredible. What's the goalkeeper's name?
Ethan Horvat.
Coming what does up he play against, for?
Club Bruges. Mignolet's backup.
Okay. Yeah. Props to him. Props to him and props to the U.S. men's national team for
job well done.
A very plastic trophy, but still a trophy. So, you know.
Pulisic has more international trophies than Messi.
Ooh. Hot take. Well, actually, no. It's true.
I mean, some people are just born winners. Other people are not.
He has more Champions League trophies than Messi in the new decade.
I mean, he has more Champions League trophies than Buffon and Zlatan combined, more international trophies than Messi, and more Premier League goals than Maradona. So tell me who's
and Pele combined.
And Pele. Yeah. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Simply the best player of all time. Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, so that marks an end to the episode. Thank you guys very much for listening and tuning in once more. I hope you guys will have as much fun as we will watching the tournament, and I'm sure we'll give you updates after each match day, which will be filled with excitement, and we'll keep you updated on the news, on the results, and what we think of the games after they happen. I got tomorrow against Turkey, the tournament opener. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.